Well, tomorrow, Sydney reclaims its title as the gayest city in the world. Yep, it's time for the annual Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade. While hundreds of thousands head to the city to watch on, what about those in the parade? They've been working furiously to make sure everything is ready. The parade itself, of course, involves a lot of preparations, rehearsals and organising. Let us take you backstage where everything is crazy busy getting ready for the parade tomorrow. On the phone, we're joined by Anthony Russell, Mardi Gras Parade producer. Anthony, thanks so much for joining us this morning on 2SER.
My pleasure.
So how long have you been preparing for tomorrow? When does preparation sort of start?
It never stops. Every year we start pretty much straight away after the parade and look at what went right and what can be done better. And we're constantly trying to fine-tune it to be one of the best parades in the world.
Yeah, and hundreds of thousands of people watch on in the city, but how many people are actually involved in the parade?
Well, there's 12,500 participants. That was culled down from approximately 16,000, which is a monumental task to get to that number. And we're at about 178 floats this year. We're at about 148, 150 last year. So there's a significant rise in the size of the parade this year.
Is that a hard process, having to cull down from 16,000 to 12,000 people? I imagine it'd be a pretty tough process.
Yeah, it is pretty tough. I was just looking at my eyes in the mirror and there's some pretty dark rings under there. We've all got them. They've got tireless volunteers that help us get to this point. They work their proverbials off, and a massive effort from our crew and our construction crew in the workshop and our workshop manager. And it's a concerted effort that takes a lot of time and patience to get to this point.
Absolutely. Now, this year's theme, I believe, is creating a momentum. Tell us about that theme and why it was chosen.
Well, the theme itself, momentum, it speaks for itself. It's a theme that I think it has a through line with some of the major issues, major touch points for the parade. And I mean, we've had momentum in the drive for marriage equality, momentum in the drive for all the different issues that are covered within all the different platforms in the parade, such as social justice and homophobia in sport, for instance, and you know, all sorts of issues are dealt with by different individual groups.
Yeah, and you mentioned there's going to be 160 floats, which will be an amazing spectacle. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the floats and what we can expect tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. It's about 170, actually, and a bit more than that, actually, 170 plus. And yeah, look, there's some of that are quite a variety of different types of floats. And Mardi Gras has its own themed floats that try to depict the momentum theme in the parade. There's a float from last year which was at the end of the parade called the People's Republic of Mardi Gras, and it's an award-winning team of marchers and their Pink Army, and they're returning this year. Muslims Against Homophobia, the Australian Olympian and Paralympians, led by Daniel Kowalski. Sydney AFL Women, Sydney Queer Irish. So there's some pretty interesting floats out there.
And, I mean, there's always some special guests that appear throughout the parade. Do we know who will be attending tomorrow?
Well, look, apart from the politics, there's quite a lot of interest from consular areas and political areas, as there always is every year. It's hard to say. There's always surprise guests that wouldn't be a surprise if I told you. But it attracts a lot of attention from lots of different people.
All right. Well, you've got a lot of work to do, I'm sure, with only one day really more to go. Anthony, thanks so much for talking to us. Thanks so much for putting so much into the parade every single year.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me.